It's not becoming a millionaire that's important. It's the person that you must become in order to become a millionaire. You have to become a completely different person. You have to develop character beyond 99% of the people in the world. You have to develop honesty and discipline and quality relationships and the willingness and the ability to work and set priorities and all kinds of stuff.
Walk, talk, act, look like the person you want to be. Walk, talk, act, look like the person you want to be. Act as if you are already the person that you want to be and having the success that you want to have.
For you to be that kind of attractive person, that if you knocked on the door of opportunity and it opened and you stood there, would you be the kind of person that opportunity would say, come right in and sit down and let's talk about the future? What kind of person?
You want to act like the person you want to become. Now, do you know why most people don't do that? Most people don't act that way because they're overly concerned with what they think. Nobody knows who they are. But you see, we were all raised with those rules. What would they think? What would the neighbors think? I found out they don't.
Act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. When you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. But when it comes to manifesting based on science, I want you to think as manifesting as a bridge. Manifesting is a bridge that's made of bricks between you and the thing that you dream about. And what you do when you manifest is you don't manifest where the bridge is going, you manifest the bricks. Visualization is the bricks. And so what I want you to do when you visualize is you're capable of breaking any pattern. You're capable of getting control of your health. You're capable of launching a business. You're capable of making millions of dollars. You're capable of absolutely anything that you put your mind to. Because I do believe that people who put in the work get rewarded.
You know, act as if you're a wealthy man, rich already, you'll become rich. Act as if you have the answers, the answers will come to you. Act as if you have confidence, people will have confidence in you. This idea that you act, you put yourself out there. The biggest mistake I see people make in business and in life, in insurance, in the financial services sector, the stocks, is that you think that you have to somehow reach this milestone of becoming an expert without actually sounding like an expert before you do. The only way to become an expert is to put yourself out there as an expert, to sound sharp, to sound on the ball, to portray yourself that way. Idea is that you can't wait until some magic moment in life till you've perfected something, because you can't perfect something without doing it. The way you become an expert is by actually doing something, making some mistakes, doing it again and again. So what I always say to people, it's not about so much faking it till you make it. It's about acting as if and then closing that gap really quickly with intensive training. So you're actually learning as you're doing.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
I want to encourage all of you to decide that you're going to become the person that you've always imagined in your mind, and that each day you will move closer and closer to becoming that person.
Now I want you to answer this question. What kind of person must I become to achieve all I want? What you become helps you to achieve, and what you achieve helps you to become. And the more you become, the more you can achieve, and the more you achieve, the more you can become. Who knows which affects the other the most? This is time for a little truth here. Maybe you need to become much wiser than you are at the moment. You need to become stronger. You need to have better health. Maybe you need a little coaching to really become the person I want to become. I'm going to have some coaching, physical coaching, spiritual coaching, developing skills coaching. To be the influence you want to be, you got to build an incredible reputation. What kind of person must I be to attract all that I want in my life and the people that I want and the opportunities that I want? When you knock on the door and opportunity opens, you must stand there as a very attractive person or you may not be invited in.
You got to live like a millionaire, a multimillionaire, on your way to becoming a millionaire. Let me say that one more time. You got to live like a multimillionaire on your way to becoming a millionaire.
The next time you buy an airplane ticket, ask for an upgrade. Pay a little extra money to fly first class. What it does is it conditions your mind. Once you get in first class and you see how wide the seats are, everybody get a washcloth, they got a menu, you get to decide what you want, all the drinks is free. Once you sit in first class one time, the next time you get on the plane, it's very difficult to walk past them seats. And then your mind starts thinking of ways to get back to first class. That's what you start attracting to your life. And you start behaving and producing stuff to get you back into first class.
You're worth it, but do you really understand what that means? Repeat after me. I'm worth it, okay? Forget the naysayers and silence the critics, even if the harshest words are the ones you say to yourself. Do not doubt yourself, and this time, speak it louder, really loud. I'm worth it. And the next time you hesitate before going after something you want, the next time you blush and brush off a compliment, the next time you doubt your place in the world, in the workplace, in your home, or in your own skin, say these words to yourself, I'm worth it. I'm worth it. Because you are. And always will be. Got that?
I learned early to act, talk, think, and look like the person I wanted to be. So go out today, maybe buy a new suit, a good one, one that is going to make you feel proud and glowing with attitude. Go put on a really good suit from a great store. See what that feels like. Start talking like winner, like a winner. Start acting like one. And guess what? Soon you will become one.
Let's make a list of the diseases of attitude that can wreck all your chances to do well. One of the words that destroys everything is called neglect. And I found this out. A week of neglect could cost you a year of repair. It isn't worth it. So what to be on the lookout for? And here's the list. Attitude diseases. Number one is indifference. This is called the mild approach to life. The guy says, well, I can't see getting all that worked up. Well, to be any kind of winner, you gotta get worked up. There's one problem with drift. You cannot drift to the top of the mountain. Pick a direction and go with everything you got. Just pick one and go. Somebody says, yeah, but what if it's the wrong direction? You'll find out quicker. It won't take you 25 years to wake up and say, oh no, I've been walking the wrong road.
The fastest way to become the type of person that you would like to be is to start pretending you're that person. Start dressing like that person, start talking like them, start reading the things that they would be reading. And the second thing is to start surrounding yourself with people that are both virtuous, but also doing the type of things that you want to do. Because it's hard to be good. It's even harder to be great. And so the first thing is you start pretending that you're a great person. And the more that you pretend, the more that other people are going to start taking you seriously. And the more you'll start to take yourself seriously. And the second thing is that people rise to the level of the people that they spend their time with.
I've got a question for you that has the potential to change your life. Ask yourself this. If you would be the person you dream of becoming, you would turn into your ideal future self. What would you be doing right now? What would an average day in your life look like? Give yourself a second to think about this and then ask yourself the next question. What is holding you back from actually doing these things right now? Why do you think that these things have to be in the future instead of in the present? And don't give me these nonsense excuses like, oh, but my ideal future self would have his own business and I don't have my own business quite yet. So yeah, there's why. If your ideal future self has his own business, then trying to start your own business is something you could be doing right now, isn't it? What are some actual things that your ideal future self would do that you could be doing right now? Do you think it's possible for you to spend 1 hour today doing things that the person you dream of becoming would be doing? Why don't you allow yourself to actually be the person you want to be for just 1 hour today?
What's one lesson which you wish you would have learned sooner in life?
That the most important thing is the development of yourself. Most people focus on one lane. They focus on money, or they focus on health, or they focus on relationships. They never focus on truly becoming wealthy. Wealth, by definition, I've said this before and I'll say it again, is abundance. That is what you want in life, abundance. Making sure that you are complete. Had I learned this before, my health would have been in check earlier. My relationships would have been in check earlier. I said this to you before. I said, everybody says that being a billionaire is stressful. Being a billionaire is hard.
Yeah.
Being a billionaire requires sacrificing every other area of your life. Why? Why can't I do it a different way?
Yeah.
Why can't I be happy to the billion?
Yeah.
Why do I have to compromise my family to get to a billion? Why do I have to compromise my morality or my spirituality to get to a billion? Why do I have to compromise my health? I'm taking it all. I'm going to build a life of balance, true wealth.
Listen to this. You do not have to be the smartest cat in town to earn a lot of money. As a matter of fact, you can be pretty dumb and earn a lot of money. I was pretty dumb and I was earning a lot of money. So when people tell me you got to be smart to earn a lot of money, I know that's not true because I knew I wasn't very smart and I was earning a lot of money.
If you complain about money, if you judge people who have it, if you rush when you're in lack, if you cheat when you don't have what you need, an abundant person doesn't do that. You got to look at that and say, I got to break these habits.
Yes.
Oh my God, if I truly want to be abundant, I can't act this way. Now, here's the big one. If I truly want to be a new personality that's in a new personal reality, I can't take lack with me. I can't take unworthiness. I can't take the story that goes along with it with my parents or my grandparents or my ex or whatever. That story has to end.
When people look at the money that they're making, and then the amount of effort that it takes them to make that money, they're like, you know what? At least I worked hard for my money. Bro, money gets printed out of thin air. You need to figure out how to make as much of it for the least amount of effort as possible. Why? Because there's dudes out there that are printing it. I don't think you understand. They're literally printing it. Printing it. And you're out here working for it, slaving away. So you need to ask yourself, how can I get as much money as possible for the least amount of effort? So you need to start a business. You need to be able to understand how to arbitrage. You need to learn how to sell. You need to learn how to market. These basic skills, because the assumption that you're going to find security in a job is a fallacy. They can fire you for any of a million reasons tomorrow. Your skills are what's going to determine if you stay afloat or not, if you have the ability to make money. The job doesn't count. The idea of having a side hustle that you're not actually fully invested doesn't count. You need to be focused on making money. Money is the name of the game. You have to take care of it.
And you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come? 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 And that's the wrong way. You have to go, it's here, it's here.
The person who's living in lack is waiting for their wealth to feel abundant. They're waiting for their success to feel empowered. They're waiting for their healing to feel gratitude. They're waiting for their new relationship to feel love. They're waiting for their mystical experience to feel awe. That's the Newtonian model of reality, of cause and effect. You know, waiting for that event to happen to take away this separation or lack. Nothing wrong with it. It's the way most people create. But what we've discovered is actually something else. The moment you feel gratitude, your healing begins. The moment you feel worthy and abundant, you're generating wealth. The moment you're empowered, you are moving towards your success. The moment you're in love with yourself and you're in love with life, you'll create an equal. The moment you are in awe of life, you're going to have a mystical experience. And so that's causing an effect.
If you want it, don't just think you want it. Go out and f***ing want it. But you're not looking like you want it. You look like you're feeling sorry for yourself. And nobody f***ing wants anybody that's feeling sorry for themselves.
Isn't it strange that so often people have to be cut down by failure and defeat before they learn that they have minds capable of mastering all of their problems? Just remember this about adversities. Nothing is ever so bad or so unpleasant that it may not yield some benefit if we keep a positive mental attitude toward the experience and make it a habit to look for that seed of an equivalent benefit.
What is money? Define it. What is money? You go in, you give your time, your energy, your attention towards a task, and you get paid. What is those 15 pounds that you're getting for that hour worth?
Your time?
No, not your time. What is it worth? Where does it come from? Who gives that thing value? It has no value. That money isn't real. So what you need to do is you need to create money. And you create money by elevating the way that you think about finances, the way that you think about business, the way that you think about working. You don't work in order to get a paycheck. You work in order to build things that create money.
Your body is so objective that it's believing it's living in that reality. Yes. Where you are abundant. And as long as you feel that emotion, you're not separate from it any longer. You're no longer in lack. You're no longer looking for it to occur. Say, why hasn't it happened yet? If you're feeling abundant, why would you look? The longer you're conscious of that energy, the more you draw that future to you. Nothing changes in your life until you change.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average, and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances. A winner shows up 10x times more than the average person. A winner has these unreasonable expectations of himself. A winner knows that he's destined for greatness. And no matter how many people around him tell him to slow down, be careful, watch out, that's too risky, you don't have the genetics, the DNA, the money, the mind, the brain power for that. A winner locks onto their goals and keeps going.
The reason you want it so damn bad is because you know you can get it. You know you're capable. You know if you do everything right or everything that you're supposed to do, that you can achieve it. And when you know you can do it, you get pissed off when you don't have it already. And see, the problem is so many people don't think that they can do it. That's when you lose your drive. People want to talk about, where's that fire? That fire is by starting it. You got to ignite it. And that's going to light that fire. Now you know how big this fire can get. You know how dangerous you could be. You just got to stoke the fire every day. You got to keep adding to it. Every time you add to it, it gets a little bigger. It gets a little more possible. It doesn't seem so crazy anymore. And after you add it enough, you see what's capable. Until one day that fire is there and it's f***ing raging, all because of a spark.
Nothing ever just happens by luck, but every effect has its definite cause, albeit we often observe effects the causes of which we cannot isolate or understand.
Now there's three types of people in this world. Those who watch things happen. Those who wonder, what happened? And those who get up and make it happen. And it's easy for you to figure out what type of person you are. Do you wait to start doing it until you feel like doing it? Or do you get up and get after it until you feel like doing it? Come on now. It starts with the dream killer button. Don't hit it. What you doing? You gonna snooze yourself or choose yourself? Don't confuse yourself and lose yourself. How you gonna start your day with a nap? You ain't even done.
How to get whatever you want. Ask. That's it. Ask. If there's one art in life to learn extremely well, that's got to be one of them. The art of asking. What does ask mean? Ask means, what do you want?
Questions are the answer. You want a better answer, you need to ask a better question. So when you ask for something, whether that's for a goal, whether that's for permission, whether that's for love, you need to be asking the world for what you want. You make the demand, you make the request, and the universe then conspires to bring the things that you want to you.
You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here. And the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
Repeat after me. I am going to receive everything that I desire because my intentions and my heart is pure. And every person and opportunity that is for me
will flow to me because I am a magnet.
See, you've got to be better than a good worker. You've got to be a good asker. Asking is the beginning of receiving. Asking starts a unique process, mental and emotional. I don't even know how it works. All I know is it works. It's like pushing a button and all this machinery starts working. I don't know how. It just works. There's a lot of things you don't need to know how. Just work them. Some people are always studying the roots. Others are picking the fruit. I mean, it depends on what end of it you want in on. Asking is the beginning of receiving, so start the process.
Write everything you want on a piece of paper. Be as detailed as you can. Write it down. The object for you is to write down 300 things. If you could have anything you wanted, put it on a piece of paper. Anything. How many cars? What kind of car? What color? Where you want your next house to be? What you want to leave for your grandkids? How much would you like to give all your siblings? Put everything you want on a piece of paper. Do not stop until you have 300 things. Take 5 minutes and read your list every night, every morning. If you read your list with the expectation at the end of 1 year, you will be stunned at how much stuff comes off that list.
What's the number one thing that's holding most people back from reaching their full potential?
The story. The story they sell themselves on. Everyone's got a story. And everyone wants to tell you their story of how bad they had it, how hard they had it. And the more times you tell yourself or others that story, the more you reinforce the fact that you're not meant to have happiness, success, abundance, great relationship, awesome health, abs, whatever. The story, they don't realize that they still hold the pen. And there's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they can rewrite that story.
Receiving is not the problem. Receiving is automatic. Now, if that's true, receiving is not the problem, what's the problem? Failure to ask might be one of your major problems. I don't know. Check it out. The guy says, oh, now I see it. I got up last year and hit it every day, but there's not a scrap of paper with my goals on it. Good worker, poor asker.
The universe, by law, will answer any question that you ask. So if you ask, why me? You're going to get a whole lot of reasons and excuses as to why you're in the situation you're in. Somebody's in the ditch. They're a victim. They want to get out. Start asking an empowering question. Ask a question like, what gift is trying to emerge through me? What is, if you don't have any money, ask, what is the nature of prosperity? Just ask the question. What is the nature of success? Not, oh, why did so-and-so do this to me? Why did they steal from me? Why? No. Those are unanswerable questions. Ask, what is the nature of success? And become interested in it. And then it'll come into your atmosphere. You'll meet somebody. A book will come to you. You'll hear this podcast. And then with that interest, you'll get your next assignment. You'll get your next level of practice. Your life will change.
This is the millionaire mindset.
It's just money. It's made up. Pieces of paper with pictures on it so we don't have to kill each other just to get something to eat.
Rich people's mindset, the millionaire mindset, the real most important millionaire mindset is this. You think and you know and you have complete confidence in your own ability to create. You know that you have the ability to create money. You have confidence that you have the ability to create money anytime you need with the help of the universe.
There's nothing wrong with being broke, homie. It's only wrong with someone being poor, because poor is a mindset. Broke is just a temporary situation that you would fix. But being poor, that's a mind state.
Let me tell you something. There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man, and I choose rich every time.
Poor thinking habits keeps most people poor. Not poor working habits. Most people work hard, but they don't think hard. And Shoaf taught me that the mind is like a factory, a mental factory. And whatever you think about all day long pours ingredients into this mental factory. And that's what builds the economic, social, financial fabric of your life. As you think, so you become. How awesome.
There's an important phrase we use here.
I think it's time you all learned it. Act as if. Do you understand what that means? Act as if you are the president of this firm. And then you're a millionaire. And it's just that simple.
Let me tell you what rich people do. Rich people give themselves pep talks when no one's around. When they're by themselves, they say things like, I'm a winner. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I am going to win. I'm going to make this happen.
Look at all those people down there. They follow the rules for what? They're letting fear lead them.
What happens if I don't?
Life's simple. You make choices and you don't look back.
It is easier to make money than ever before. You can make more money faster today than ever before in history. Why aren't more people making money? Wealthy people show initiative. Broke people don't.
The faster you are, the more money you will make. Your bank account is actually a reflection of how fast you move. I was sitting with one of my mentors, Bill Perkins. I asked him, Bill, you're worth a lot of money. You've made hundreds of millions of dollars. Why do you think you've been so successful? And he kind of looked at me and he thought for a second and he said, I move really fast. By the time somebody else has thought about an idea, taken it to investment committee, I've already started, made three mistakes and found a better way.
Now y'all look money hungry. And that's good. Anybody tells you money's the root of all evil doesn't have any.
A broke person thinks that there's a limit to opportunity and a limit to the amount of money out there, that there's a finite resource of money. They think, I just don't have opportunities. I've missed the opportunities. There's this limiting belief around money that poor or broke people have. Rich people, on the other hand, understand this, that money is a renewable resource, which means if they lose all their money today, it's no problem. They can create more. Do you understand this? Do you think that you can create as much money as you want? You don't, do you?
Working jobs we hate, so we can buy shit we don't need.
When you really want something, just in my life experience and seeing other people, seeing myself, seeing other people that like made stuff happen, it's like, man, when you really want something, you're going to find a way, ultimately.
Every single day is about winning that battle against yourself.
And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better.
When you realize you have to make this shit work or you're falling on your face, it's a different kind of grind, a different kind of mentality, a different kind of person, a different side of you that you've never seen before that comes out when you go all in.
Everybody has the desire to do something, but they don't have they don't know how to really complete the process of dedicating themselves and having the discipline to do it.
This shit is worth more money than anything ever, because you can make so much money off of this, bro. Look at me crazy, call me crazy in the beginning, but once I'm making millions of dollars, playing video games, having fun.
We are creative beings, and we can create money. Not that we can, we actually do. That's how money manifests in people's life. They create it. And when you have this mindset, the universe will then present to you and have bubble up ideas about how to make money.
Let's consider money butterflies. So let's say you want to catch butterflies. Butterflies equate to dollars. There's two ways that you can gather butterflies. The first way is build a net. Right? Build a massive net. It doesn't matter how optimized the net is. It doesn't matter how sophisticated it is. You always have to swing in order to catch butterflies. That's most people hustling. That's where most people start. Mm. But you need to develop a second skill set, which is how to attract butterflies. How do you attract butterflies? By building a garden.
Changing your psychology around money changes absolutely everything.
Do you want to become a billionaire? Then you have to think like a billionaire.
I have no limits. I cannot be contained because I'm the container. My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. One unified field.
Ask with intelligence. Don't mumble. You don't get anything by mumbling. Be clear. Be specific. Intelligent asking means how wide, how high, how soon, when, what size, what color, how much. Define what you want and describe what you want. That's powerful. Goals become like a magnet. They pull you that direction. And the better you describe them, the more they pull.
I'm here to plant a seed today, a seed that will inspire you to move forward in life with enthusiastic hearts and a clear sense of wholeness. Because life doesn't happen to you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Happens for you.
If we will take and sit down with a pen and ask ourselves, what do I really want? And write it down. And then make a written description of it in the present tense. Writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. And you get these images going, you're building a vision in your mind. Everything starts with a vision.
Receiving is like the ocean. There's plenty. Success is not in short supply. It isn't rationed. And you stepped up to the window and it was all gone. No, no, no. It's like an ocean here. Now, if that's true, what's the problem? Well, some people go to the ocean with a teaspoon. See, what you want to do in view of the size of the ocean is trade your teaspoon for at least a bucket.
Paint the picture. What do you want? You can have anything. You can have anything you want. You know, you just have to choose to the smallest detail and immerse yourself in it. Become obsessed with it. And with time, that picture will no longer be a picture. It'll be your life, and it won't feel real. I can promise you that.
It's the universe's job to do anything you want, to give you anything you want. But they said you have to ask, what is it you want in your life? Write it down in detail so that if you were to visualize it, you could see it, you could hear it, even smell it. The more detail you can put into the mental picture of what you want to create, the more easy it is for them to know what you want. An exact picture of what it is, release it to them, and we just sit back and watch the magic.
The universe has a universal response to every thought, and the universal response is yes, 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 yes. Yes to what? Yes to whatever you think, say, or do. So if you say, I am sick and tired of my life going like this, God says, yes, that's true. I want more money, God says, indeed you do, yes, that's true. And you will have the experience of wanting money, because you're declaring, in fact, what's true for you. I want more money. Yes, you do. Yes, that's true.
When you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to get it.
What I experienced in my life is that when I really wanted something, I was positive and negative. Because the universe does not think. Subconscious mind that sometimes is attracting tragedy.
Right.
Attracting bad things, you know, because you want to be a victim, because to be a victim is to justify a lot of frustrations and failures in your life. The universe is helping you. You want to be successful. The universe is helping you.
Ask with faith. That's the childish part of the equation. Believe you can get what you want like a child, not an adult. Adults are too skeptical. So the formula really reads, make plans like an adult and believe in them like a child. And the most incredible things will happen. Just try it. The world admires the doers.
As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass. Your job is not to figure out how it's going to happen for you, but to open the door in your head. And when the door opens in real life, just walk through it. And when I say life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you, I really don't know if that's true. I'm just making a conscious choice to perceive challenges as something beneficial so that I can deal with them in the most productive way. Oh, and why not take a chance on faith as well? Not religion, but faith. Not hope, but faith. I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it.
You cannot write down right now on a piece of paper, this is what I want, then you can't have it. Because your mind will get for you what you want, but you have to feed it a vision of what you're looking for. The function of the mind is to make coherence between your belief and your reality. If I believe it's not going to work, then the function of the mind will manifest a situation where it doesn't work. If I totally believe this is how it's going to work, then my mind will set me up in a situation where it works that way. And all of a sudden, that's when you start to realize, wait a minute, it's not chance anymore. This isn't chance. This is creativity. And we are creators.
Stay small enough long enough, you'll be big enough soon enough. See you at the top because the bottom is too crowded, but we never look down on anybody unless we're willing to help them up. Believing that you can is way more profitable than believing that you can't.
Successful people are always too busy doing what the other guys are still talking about. Successful people are always willing to do what the other guys are not willing to do.
Your friends are shit. And some made 25 grand last month. They're not gonna believe you. F them. Parents don't like the life you lead? F you, mom and dad. See how it feels when you're making their excess payments.
Set a goal to become a millionaire. Here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it.
Today, it's easier to make money than ever before. You are on your way to having your first $1 million in the bank and all of your bills paid.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
Start working for yourself. Sky's the limit.
What is the one thing that people who made $1 million that they did that I guarantee you are not doing? It is called work. They worked 12 to 14 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week on making money. They had an obsession with making money. That's all they thought about. They had singular focus. They had singleness of purpose. And I guarantee you don't do that because you want to live a balanced life. Well, I'm sorry, but people who succeed in life don't live a balanced life. It is a fantasy. It is a myth. If you say, I want to live a balanced life and make millions, welcome to Fantasy Island.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
Like when you are locked in and you are, you know, you're taking and you're in a rhythm and you're, every day you're knocking it down. You never miss a step. Nope. Like you go to bed feeling great. Yep. You wake up feeling inspired. You go in the gym with energy, right? Like that's the best way to live.
But I promise you, bro, you have so much potential. If you literally just took it and put it in one place, you could literally change your life.
Truly believe that if you put your 100% effort into something, then you can't lose. God knows if you deserve the results, and if you truly try, you truly commit yourself 100% to something, I don't see how you can fail it. That I don't think you can. That I refuse. I completely refuse. You can't fail it.
You said you were going to do it this year, but you didn't. So what's going to be different about this year? What kind of person are you going to actually become in order to achieve what the f*** you want to achieve?
If you actually want something, you can have it. Now, the question then would be, well, what do you mean by actually want? And the answer is that you reorient your life in every possible way to make the probability that that will occur as certain as possible. And maybe all you have to do to get it is ask. But the asking isn't a whim. Or today's wish. It's like, you have to be deadly serious about it. You have to think, okay, like, I'm taking stock of myself. What is it that I would aim at?
The universe is always responding to you according to your energy and vibration. And your thoughts and beliefs are creating your energy and vibration. And everything is communicating with everything else. thoughts. With repetition, any thought, any image that is repeated over and over and over again, it will take an imprint onto the subconscious. And that's where it gets really exciting, because the subconscious will then begin working for you. It's all based upon science. We think that life just randomly happens to us, and good breaks and bad breaks, and some people get the opportunities and some people don't. But that's not the way it works.
Here's a reminder for you today. The universe will always say yes. Whatever it is that you're seeking, it will always say yes. And here's the paradox. If you are wanting money, if you are wanting love, if you're wanting to no longer struggle, if you're wanting that break, the universe will say yes. And you'll continue experiencing more of that lack, because the universe always gives you what you are in this present moment. And it is one of the biggest paradoxes to wrap your head around, that you are a manifestor right now. Manifestation isn't magic. My goal with my work is to wake you up to the realization that you're in a state of manifestation now, whether you know that consciously or not. So if you're in a state of wanting, the universe will say yes, and you'll continue manifesting more of that. However, when you move beyond wanting into a state of being that's aligned with the future, when you move to this state of having and you rehearse already having money, already having that relationship, already having that success, already having that healing in your life, the universe will always say yes. You attract into your life what you are, not what you want. Trust me.
The fourth habit of billionaires: you have to make the call. You have to send the DM. You have to show up. You got to send the letter. You don't get what you don't ask for. You don't get what you're not willing to ask for.
The number one thing that's keeping you poor is your mouth, what you say. You see, what you say is what you get. Your tongue is a creative force. Words have power, more power than you could ever imagine. Every word that comes out of your mouth has 100 to 1,000 times more power than a thought. If you believe that what you say will happen, you will get whatever you say.
There is all the money that everybody needs and wants waiting there for them.
The way you feel about money is highly uncorrelated to how much you've got in the bank.
You have to change the way you think.
Listen to me. Rich people think differently. So what I'm gonna put in your head today is a rich people concept, so you can get to understand it. The only difference between successful people and not is just how they think. Rich people think different. Quit letting people tell you you gotta get qualified in another program. You don't need another program to be successful. You need to change the way you think.
How would an abundant person think? Write it down, dude, and fire and wire those thoughts in your brain and install the hardware. Keep doing it with attention and intention. It becomes the new voice in your head. It becomes a software program. Then say, okay, how am I going to be in my life today? What would an abundant person, how would they behave? And before you reach for your cell phone and start scrolling through your social media, close your eyes and rehearse in your mind how that person would walk, how they would breathe, how they would smile, how they would greet people, how they would be on Zoom calls, how would they be in traffic, how would they be at dinner? And the act of closing your eyes and mentally rehearsing the act, if you're truly present, the brain does not know the difference between the real life experience and what you're imagining.
Say no to the paycheck. Paycheck make you poor because they make a slave mindset, not a master mindset.
Make up your mind. That's this idea of you got to be realistic, that you got to be logical, is a bunch of nonsense. You don't have to be logical at all. I've been totally illogical many times, and it's helped me earn a lot of money.
When you speak of your poverty and lack of education, you are simply directing your mind power to attract these undesirable circumstances. Because it is true that whatever your mind feeds upon, your mind attracts to you. Now you see why it is important that you recognize that all success begins with definiteness of purpose, with a clear picture in your mind of precisely what you want from life.
You are on your way to making your fortune. You can do it. You have greatness within you. Remember, you were born to win. You were engineered for success. You were designed for accomplishment.
and you were endowed with the seeds of greatness.
Do you want to become a billionaire? Then you have to think like a billionaire. Billionaires do not think about pennies and cents and dollars. They think big, and they think of ways of getting there, not of ways of not getting there.
There is all the money that everybody needs and wants waiting there for them. And there's only one reason it's not in their lives, and that's because they're stopping it from coming into their lives.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How are we stopping it?
By thinking we don't have enough, by thinking we don't deserve it, by maybe being programmed the way you were, that my family didn't have very much, you know, I'm destined to not have very much, kind of born on the wrong side of the tracks kind of thing, or all of those thoughts, to believe that we only get money through our job. If you believe that that's the only way you're going to get money, that's the only way that you're going to get money. But you can get money from unbelievable, unlimited different ways.
If you decide you want to be rich, all you got to do is start. Why not? Who gonna stop you? Unless you tell it to the wrong person. Mama, listen to me. I'm going to be rich. Ain't anybody rich in this family? Go in there and sit down somewhere. Get yourself a good job. Oh, mama, you must be right. No, mama could be wrong. Because what you have in your imagination, God didn't show it to your mama. I'm sorry. He showed it to you.
Know what you want and believe that you can and will get it. Give expressions of gratitude many times daily for having received that which you want, even before you actually get physical possession of it. Possession starts first in the mind. Please remember this. Remember, there can be no application of applied faith without action. When overtaken by defeat, as you may be many times, remember that man's faith is tested many times before he is crowned with final victory. And accept your defeat as nothing more than a challenge to keep on trying.
But I'm starting to realize, bro, when you dance to your own rhythm, when you play by your own rules, and you living through your vision, that's a perfect, perfect indication you're doing it correctly. Because they literally don't see what you see. They don't see it. They don't see what you see. They don't see as far as you see. And they don't understand why you see what you see. They don't even understand where it's coming from internally. They don't. I didn't get that back then. I just knew I had the desire for more. I knew I had a vision that I couldn't ignore.
There is no end to what you're capable of doing. Once you get into this vibration, you'll start attracting things. Opportunity is just going to pop up everywhere you go.
Delayed gratification, which means putting off enjoying the fruits of your labor for a period of time. It's temporary so that you're focused in on what you're doing. This is the one thing that people always did that people that are not successful don't do. They're obsessed with making money. They're obsessed with their mission, their purpose, their idea, their project. And it's all they do. It's all they think about. They eat, drink, and sleep this obsession. They work on it, but it's not work to them. They absolutely love the journey because they understand the journey is actually the reward.
What would be the outcome? The experiment of being abundant would be that you would have to feel that feeling. It's so good at doing it with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do it with your eyes open. Now why? Because if you're feeling the feelings of your emotions, of your future, you're no longer looking for them.
You can do whatever you make up your mind to do. Believe, and you shall receive. Will you please remember that your life is exactly what you make it, by your own mental attitude.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Now, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are, you're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player. Right? You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
We don't experience life. We experience life we focus on. Meaning there's what's wrong is always available, so it's what's right. Whatever you focus on, you feel, even if it's not true. If you imagine something horrible is going to happen, you feel it. You're in your body, right? So focus equals feeling. Focus equals reality to the individual. But we can consciously choose what to focus on.
Having positive expectations is one of the most powerful techniques you can use to become a positive person and to ensure positive outcomes and better results in your life. Your expectations become your own self-fulfilling prophecies. Whatever you expect with confidence seems to come into your life. Since you can control your expectations, you should always expect the best. Expect to be successful. Expect to be popular when you meet new people. Expect to achieve great goals and create a wonderful life for yourself.
A goal or something you want to accomplish is that the moment that you focus in on what you want to do, that's when you begin to have energy to do it. A distracted person lacks energy. And when they get to the thing they need to be focusing in on, they don't have the energy to give. But when a person says, no, this is the one thing I'm going to do, and they set their mind to it, they set their eyes on it, and they set their hand to do it, all of a sudden, energy begins to fill their life. Why? Because what you focus on, what you concentrate on, what you desire to accomplish, once your eyes are fixed on that, it begins to energize you, and you begin to see the possibility of making it happen.
When you really want something, just in my life experience and seeing other people, seeing myself, seeing other people that like made stuff happen, it's like, man, when you really want something, you're gonna find a way, ultimately.
Every single day is about winning that battle against yourself.
And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better.
When you realize you have to make this shit work or you're falling on your face, it's a different kind of grind, a different kind of mentality, a different kind of person, a different side of you that you've never seen before that comes out when you go all in.
Everybody has the desire to do something, but they don't have that, they don't know how to really complete the process of dedicating themselves and having the discipline to do it.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy, meaning be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do, from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind.
Nothing changes in the winner's mind. Do you understand that? You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
Stay focused and stay in the studio. Stay working. Stay grounded. Stay humble. Keep making money and stack it high as you can stack it, no matter what anyone around you say.
Your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work. Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? A motherfucker only gonna call it delusion until it don't work for nobody else to see, but for the whole world to see. And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a f***ing genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this motherfucker was crazy.
Once you start to understand that what you think about, your thoughts, is what expands and becomes your life, you start getting real careful about what you think about. Real careful. So that when you have a thought that says, gee, I got a sniffle, it's in my nose, but tomorrow it'll probably be down here in my throat. And on Wednesday, it's probably going to be here in my chest. Always seems to happen this way. And on Thursday, I'm going to have a fever. I get one every time. You can just about count on it. I'm going to have to take Friday off. Now, it's Monday morning, and you got a sniffle, but in your mind, in your thoughts, you're taking Friday off with a fever, and lo and behold, your body begins to react to this thought, which is just a mistake of the intellect to begin with.
What's your dream? What do you want in life? You want happiness and joy? You want material things? You want super health? You want a great relationship? You can have it all. The external world you're living in, the conditions, experiences, is a reflection of what is within you. If you get within you pure and beautiful, the external world will change. But you have to change the inside first and then give yourself time to succeed. When you change the inside first, it's like planting seeds. You don't plant a seed, walk out the next day and go, where's the tree? You planted the seed. You have to water it and fertilize it and give it time. And then it sprouts. And then you give it time. And it gets the sun. And then it begins to grow. That's how things manifest.
The most important thing is that you take action.
You see, the major difference between successful people and failures is successful people are action-oriented and failures are not. Successful people are result-oriented. Successful people are action-oriented. They think of what they want and they take action. Does it work? Now, if you take action, only two things can happen. What are they? Succeed or fail. Pretty simple. If you succeed, you do more of it. If you fail, what do? You learn something and try something else. Human beings are trial and failure organisms. We trial and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, and then try and succeed. You only have to succeed the last time.
Where energy flows, attention goes, and where attention goes, energy flows. Where is your attention? That attention will willingly or unwillingly deploy energy, life force. Are you going to be expending your life force focusing on somebody else's life, dreams, ambitions, problems? I don't give a about what anybody else is doing. How hard is it to understand? I don't watch people's stories on Instagram. I don't give a damn. I'm living my own reality. And people are out here worrying about what I do. Don't worry about what I do. Watch the podcast and go level up. It's a choice. And if you don't think it's a choice, so be it. It's not a choice. And that's how you'll live your life, like an accident. But the people that want to make it out and they want to win at life, got to grab life by the balls, bro.
Life is much too short to live fearfully, to settle for less than the best that's in us. We can become only what we expect of ourselves. We must act the part before it can become real.
Commitment, discipline, and consistency. Why? Because energy loves momentum. You must fully commit. When you go in, it should be, I'm going all in. If you're going all in, that's the intensity of your energy. That's your focused energy. We always say where focus goes, energy flows, and results show. So you focus there. But then you focus there, how long you focus there for? And how consistent are you? You focus there just on Mondays? Or you focus there every moment of every day? That intensity of the energy is what manifests. The discipline, it requires discipline to keep that consistency. There's a saying that says, persistency allows you to get it. Consistency allows you to keep it.
Be aware, notice everything, but keep to yourself. You see, a lot of y'all are because you see the negativity, you see the bullshit, and then you lean into it. You talk about the drama, and you gossip all the time with your friends, when in reality, you should be focused. Focus up. Who gives a fuck what they think? Who cares what they're doing? What are you doing? And why aren't you progressing?
A broke person thinks that there's a limit to opportunity and a limit to the amount of money out there, that there's a finite resource of money. They think, I just don't have opportunities. I've missed the opportunities. There's this limiting belief around money that poor or broke people have. Rich people, on the other hand, understand this, that money is a renewable resource, which means if they lose all their money today, it's no problem. They can create more. Do you understand this? Do you think that you can create as much money as you want? You don't, do you?
You've got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else, you clap for everybody else, you support everybody else, you're baking cakes and making cookies for everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you.
Wherever focus goes, energy flows. When you focus on something continuously, something magical happens. You get insights, don't you? You overhear a conversation and you hear something you wouldn't have heard if you didn't have that outcome or goal that you wanted so badly.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it and place the attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes. You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
Where awareness goes, energy flows. Look at awareness as a glowing ball of light. So imagine your mind as a vast space and your awareness is a glowing ball of light that's floating through the mind and you can control where it goes. And if your awareness is going to a particular area of the mind, that's where energy is flowing because where awareness goes, energy flows. And energy is like water. If whatever I water will start to grow, right? So if I took a watering can and I watered a garden bed, would the weeds grow or the flowers grow? Both, right? Because mm-hmm. water can't tell the difference. Energy works the same way. If I put energy to a particular area of my mind, it will start to grow.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
You are a creative force. Get the millionaire mindset. If you don't have the millionaire mindset, that money is a renewable resource and that you can create, and it is God, the universe, which is the source of your supply that gives you the power to get wealth. If you don't have that mindset, then you're going to have a struggle making your first million and making any large amounts of money. Money is a renewable resource. You can create money.
If you aim for success above mediocrity, you will need to learn to act on your own personal initiative, because your success is something which you must achieve for yourself without someone telling you what to do or how to do it. There are two kinds of men who never amount to much: those who cannot do as they are told, and those who can do nothing else.
Most people learn how to fail and not to succeed. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. When they developed Tesla, everybody thought, not a new idea. But they were persistent, they were convincing, and they could see something that most people did not see. The same thing with Google, the same thing with Apple. They were providing something that people were looking for, but they did not know how to put it together. So if you want to be a billionaire, you have to start thinking what will work and not only what will fail. Billionaires look at their experience and say, this did not work, what can I learn from it? You have to change the way you think. Think about it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.